Good morning, Houston. Exhibition 75 is ready for DCC.
Good morning and welcome to the first workday of Expedition 75, at least for half of you. Happy to be kicking things off with you guys. Here in Houston, we only have one topic. We want to give you a heads up that right now we are not getting statuses downlinked from Optimus. So please call down if you have any pressing crew notes and your crew morning before we get an ops plan on console.
Okay, we copy. Optimus is down and we will call down if you have anything important.
All right, and Huntsville and Scuba are also standing by with no topics, and if you don't have anything, I will hand you over to Rosemary and Munich after about a 30-second handover.
Two brief things, Allison. Can you give us a status when Occam's is back, please? And we're also wondering about the plan for the G2 heart rate monitor. We're fine using it today without it, but just kind of wondering big picture what's happening there.
Yep, and I'll work on getting you a T2 status once I have a BME in here shortly, and we'll see you on the other side of the handover.
Good morning, Munich. Rosemary, what do you have for us?
Good morning, Expedition 75. Looking forward to working with you today. We have two topics for you. The first topic is for Sophie and Jack. Sophie, you'll be working on E4D starting at 0905. And Jack, for your 0930 activity, you'll have to retrieve the muscle stimulation kit, and that's from the starboard end cone overhead aft. So to avoid any inconvenience, we'd recommend pre-gathering this muscle stimulation kit ahead of Sophie starting her E4D session.
Morning, Rose. Just for a heads up, since E4D was not an unattended session, I already did it and I just finished it.
Copy that, Sophie. Our second topic was actually related to E4D. We wanted to let you know that the E4D controller tablet, SP5, is still not accessible from the ground, unfortunately. We were wondering if you could please perform a power cycle of the tablet ahead of your session. Of course, if you've already done your session, if you do find a moment where it's convenient, that would be great. And either way, as you've seen, there's no impact to the exercise session itself.
Okay, I'll do a power cycle of the tablet, no worries.
Thanks very much, Sophie. Appreciate it. And as we've had, Scuba is standing by with no topics. So if you don't have anything else for us, then that actually concludes the morning DTC. And have a great day.
All right, thank you, Rose. Nothing else for you guys. Ahoy, goodbye, muff to Scuba, and dobro to soup muff. Nothing else for the other centers, so we're looking forward to working with everybody. Houston Station on 2 for airlock on still.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Allison, I know you probably don't have EVA there now, but maybe you could leave a note for them for when they are in, or at least are on call. I have some questions about this UNSTO activity, and I think, you know, basically the intent here is to prepare the airlock for the two OFVs that we have tomorrow. Generally, you know, we don't actually go all the way in the airlock during that session, so I was considering still leaving some stuff in here. And also, there are quite a few discrepancies between the stow note of what EVA expects to be in here and what is actually in here, so I think that we might want to just make sure that they are tracking things correctly. I've been creating a crew note for that activity since 3015 is my EMU, and obviously after the OFE, we'll be reconfiguring and putting this one in the airlock. I was going to just leave it in the starboard end of the crew lock because I don't think that we'll need that space for the OFEs. I just wanted to see what you thought about that instead of what's kind of a big effort to stuff these into CASA. We're just going to be getting it out in a couple days.
All right, Jessica, all good questions. You're right, I don't have an EVA, but I think I should. We should on orbit, too. So as far as your EMU 3015, that does make sense to go ahead and tuck it there in the crew lock since you will be using it, like you said, in a couple of days. So we'll look forward to seeing your crew note once we have the ability to downlink crew notes again. But in the near term, if you have any other questions you need me to jot down, please just don't hesitate to call.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I think that is what I will do. I'll leave 3015 on in the end of the crew lock, 3013 we are not using, so that one I'll definitely put into CASA. We also have a big 3.05060 that's still in there that's not called out in the snow note, and that's the EHDC for the triple jump EVA that I'll leave in the crew lock for now. And then I guess if we decide that we need more room in the crew lock for the OFV, or if EVA thinks that, yeah, just let us know in the afternoon. We can easily move things again later. My day is pretty flexible as well, so I would have time to do that. But I will, if you want, I'm assuming maybe you'll get Occam's back by Orbit 2 and you have Pluto, but otherwise if you want, I can give you kind of a full rundown verbally of the config at the end of this activity.
Yeah, I expect we should get things back around your midday meal, so hope we can wait and downlink things once we get Occam's back up and running. But copy the question on the 3.0 EHDC as well.
Okay, yeah, and then, yeah, you'll see in the crew note there was definitely a lot of things that they said were there that aren't there, and then there were a lot of things that are there that they didn't have. So we'll just kind of make sure that we're all in sync on that.
And Jessica, one quick go back on that 3.0.
Go ahead, see the flight.
I do have an ISO here today, so while he doesn't know the nuts and bolts of all the EVA stuff, he did report that he expected that 3.05060 with the EHDC to be in the Node 2 forward end cone, so you can relocate it up there if you'd like.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, we had used that for an activity for triple jump prep, and it had us leave it in the airlock, but sure, I will move that into Node 2. That's probably a better place for it for now, since we won't be using it for a while for triple jump.
Copy, and sounds like a plan.
Houston, station on 2 for photo TV camera check.
Anil, good morning. Sorry for the delay. We are trying to sort things out down here. Give us just a minute to verify we've got a good view.
No worries at all. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Anil and Node 3 video.
With you on 2.
So unfortunately, we were not able to get that video routed here on the ground, so we need your help with a Node 3 video encoder power cycle. I can give you a procedure reference if you need it.
All right, ready to copy.
All right, in the ISS Photo TV book, it's procedure 12.199.
Going to 12.199, thanks.
And then also for your awareness, your ACER should be waiting for you on privatized Space Ground 4.
Amy, it's a new on 2. I've power cycled the encoder.
Thank you, sir. We'll let you know when we've got the video routed. And Anil on Space to Ground 2, the view looks good to us, so you are good to proceed.
Great. I'm switching over to Space to Ground 4. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member and some help with Express Factor.
Go ahead on 2.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Jessica. We are getting some indication here that our Express Factor 3 laptop, a live indicator, has gone down, so it's either locked up or off. Could we get you to float over to the cold F1 location and check that laptop for us?
Absolutely. I will check that now in Columbus F1, Express Factor 3 laptop.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Jack on 2. That's me. I got a task today to route some wires, and I closed the laptop, and I pumped the power cord accidentally. So I'm putting it back into its normal position now, and you guys should see it on the network in just a minute.
And, Jack, thanks for that clarification. We'll be looking for the indications here on the ground.
I'm still stationed, Jack. On 2 for ELC3.
We're with you on 2.
Or the LC3 looks nominal to me. Let me know if you need any additional, even to log in or do any troubleshooting.
And Jack, we're not seeing the laptop alive indicated here on the ground. So if you're seeing that it looks nominal, if everything's on and powered, we need to look into some more stuff here on the ground.
And the LC3, I've got the normal screen, or the login screen up. It's not logged in, but it's clearly powered. And the internet cord, I'm seeing a solid green light and a blinking orange light, which I think is nominal.
Okay, Jack, we copy. Could you check the data chain on the back for us, please?
The internet's plugged in with a solid green light, flashing orange light, and it traces back to the Ethernet J4 slot on F1. I guess that's F1.
Okay, Jack, we appreciate it. I think that's all great information for us. We're going to look into it here on the ground, and we'll let you know if we have any forward actions.
Okay, copy that. We stand by for more words, and I don't think it matters, but of course I did plug the USB in my 1010 activity into ELC3. I don't know if that would affect it or not, but just to make sure you guys are tracking.
Okay, yeah, and that shouldn't mess with anything that we have here on the ground. So we're looking into it. We'll let you know. I'll give you some additional words later on today, but thanks for all the help.
Houston
Station, Patoka.
Go ahead, Patoka.
We just checking if you guys have completed step one of 2.6.840.
We are complete, and you are go.
Happy go, thanks.
Great station. Jack is on 2, looking for a go in the muscle stim ops procedure, step 1101.
Hello, Jack. Good to speak with you. Absolutely. You have our go at step 11.1. And whilst we have you, at step 17.8, there's a notify call CC of the battery voltage. And because of the issues we're having with Optimus today, we'd ask if you could please call that down on the loops rather than using a crew note.
All right, good to hear your voice too, Rose. 17.8, I will call down.
Thanks very much. Talk to you then.
Okay, station, Jack's on the deuce. Step 17.8, battery voltage is 7.28.
Thank you very much, Jack. 7.28 for the battery voltage.
Kick station, Jack's on 2, muscle stem charge, step 1.2.
Copy that, Jack.
On the 120-volt DC to AC inverter, serial number 1028, I'm supposed to use switch 2. Switch 2 is currently occupied by a multi-port USB charger. Switch 3 is open, though. You guys have it for me to use switch 3?
Checking. And Jack, we are happy for you to go ahead with that. Good plan.
Switch 3. Houston, Jack's on the deuce, looking for a go for my 1025-02 valve ops.
Jack on 2, you are a go.
Go for 02 ops.
Station on the floor, for Anna.
Anna, go ahead on space ground 2.
Hello, space ground 2, copy. May I start my exercises on a rep?
Yes, the video view looks good, and you are a go to start your exercise.
Okay, I'm starting.
Nick Sophie on 2 for 847.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Rose, just did the power cycle of the E4D tablet work? Did you regain control?
Thanks for doing that, Sophie. We did very briefly get connection back before it dropped again. So we are still looking into other possible action points, but there's nothing else for you to do on that point.
Interesting. Let me know. I guess I'll be in Columbus for a while, and I guess the whole GFI activity will also be powering off and on again, this thing, so maybe it will solve the problem.
We can but hope, but thanks for letting us know, and thanks for your support.
Welcome. Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for 92 Cam 2 view.
Go ahead on 2.
I don't know if you have brought it to 02 Cam 2, but it is ready, and let me know when you have it, if the view is okay for you.
And Sophie, just to close the loop, we are putting that privatization of that downlink in work.
Yeah, thanks.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for tonometry.
Go on 2.
Now that we have KU back, we are all set up and ready for you to step into your activities when you guys are ready.
We're ready. I'll be in front of the camera in 20 seconds for the practice. Thanks.
Munich Sophie on 2 for cable activity.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
You'll be able to start the activity at 11.35.
Checking. for waiting, Sophie. Unfortunately, we are not quite ready for that activity, expecting that to be possible around 45 or 50.
I'll get ready for 45, and in the meantime, I will work on stowage because I think there are some movements to do on the decks to be able to access those things and cables. So I'll get ready for the procedure, but we'll stand by.
Appreciate that, Sophie. Thanks.
Go ahead on Space Ground 2.
I think it's my ARED.
Copy, you are complete with ARED, and you can turn the camera off until Peter is ready to start his session.
Yes, copy, I'll do that.
Unique Sophie on 2 for cable activity.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
Looking for your go in the first activity that is on the timeline at 13:15.
And you have our go.
Great news. Thank you. Starting now.
Houston Station on 2 for Piotr for AVET exercise.
Good afternoon. The view looks good, and you are go to get started on your ARED.
Happy. Thank you, Houston.
Munich from Sophie on 2.
We're with you on 2.
I am ready for step 1.1 of procedure 1.402.
That sounds great, Sophie. You have our go.
Copy, go. Unique Sophie on 2 for GFI testing.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
All testing was nominal. And that's step 1.6 complete.
Thank you. Copy 1.6 complete. And everything was nominal.
Yep. I also noticed that VCA1 is activated. Do you want me to point it towards something special?
Checking. Good question, Sophie. Yep, we can get that routed. And if you have a look in the next activity, the cable cleanup activity at 55, in the second step, it says to point to coal 1 aft deck 1 area, please.
Coal 1 aft deck 1 area. Okay, in work. And just for your information, just have a few couple steps before, but I can still find it.
Copy that, Sophie. Thanks for doing that.
So, Station Jack on 2, looking for an early go for ELC 7 shell swap.
And Jack, thank you for the offer. We're waiting on one specialist to get here, and he should be here shortly, so if he could stand by for a few minutes, please, and we'll let you know when he's ready.
All right, absolutely. Yeah, no rush. Thanks.
Meaning from Sophie and 2 for EICL questions.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, I'm doing the activity at 13:50, and I really don't understand right now. Step number 1 is verify SUP for outtake power status LED J02 is on. And this is the one I tested right before, and of course it was off right after the test. But maybe I'm missing something and I should wait for you to perform a ground task. Is that correct?
Yep, that is a good understanding, Sophie. We'll get right back to you with some more words.
Copy, standing by. I see it. The light came on.
That is good news, Sophie. Thanks for your patience.
No worries.
Station Munich on 2 for Sophie.
Are you on 2?
So we're seeing that VCA1 view now. Thank you. Could you please zoom out so we have a bit of a wider view?
Okay, stand by. I'm still at the EICL, and I had a question for you. So do you want me actually to power on the EICL laptop or just to
to check that the light, the white LED in the back of the laptop is on.
So it should power on automatically without you needing to do it. So the verification is just to make sure that that did happen.
Okay, I understand now. So I just opened the lid and it did happen. It's still in the booting sequence right now. And maybe I'll wait until the booting sequence is complete before closing the lid again. Let me know.
Thanks, Sophie. And you can actually already close the lid if you've seen that LED is on.
All right. In work.
And we have an LOS coming up in about 1 minute, Sophie, if you have anything else for us. Otherwise, we'll see you on the other side.
Right. So just relocate the VCA. You want a bigger picture, a bigger view, I understand.
That's right, yeah. A wider view, please, if you could zoom out a little bit.
I cannot zoom out, but I can relocate the VCA. This is what I'm going to do. Meaning, Sophie, and two for questions.
Go ahead, on two.
On close to the SUP-1 on Columbus aft deck 1, I found a free floating cable with no connections on either end, and it's Express Rack Ethernet cable 4.5. I have the barcode. It's 00232374 Mike. Can you let me know if it's supposed to stay close to this free floating, or if it's just something that was someone was looking for?
And we're checking. Station Munich on 2 for Sophie and the Ethernet cable.
Go ahead, on 2.
Thanks for waiting, Sophie. Is there by chance another identifier of any sort on that cable? It would be really useful for us to hear. And either way, if you could please just temp stow that for now and let us know where you temp stowed it, and with any other identifiers, we'll have a further look into that.
Okay. The best solution, I think, is that I show it to the camera. Right now, you have it in the camera.
That's a good view. Thanks, Sophie.
Okay, and it will be temp stowed in Columbus, like close to the ATU on the handrail, the closest to the ATU that it is port of Columbus.
Copy that, Sophie. It is near the handrail near the port to ATU.
Meaning from Sophie on 2.
We're with you on 2.
So the aft deck 1 is rather clean. The problem is for aft deck 2, which is a real mess. I don't even know where to start, but I'll figure it out. But just a question for my understanding. Does this payload data router serial number 1 that is obviously connected to EDR2, because this is kind of free-floating in Columbus, and it has been free-floating since my arrival, but I was wondering, can I relocate it so that it stops free-floating?
And we're checking. Standby 2.
And it's in the view of the camera because I've just reoriented VCA. But you can see right now VCA 1, so that's... you see the biggest work is deck 2.
Yeah, that's a good view. Thank you, Sophie. We'll be right back to you.
Okay, and in the meantime, I'm going to try to assess the situation, what to do. It's cosmic spaghetti in here.
Station Munich on 2 for Sophie and the PLDR.
With you on 2.
So if it helps you to relocate that PLDR, you're very welcome to move it, but we do have the constraints that it needs to stay connected to EDR2, and we do need 20 centimeter space around those air inlets as well.
The remaining connected and 20 centimeter around the inlets. Okay, let me assess what I can do.
That's a good readback, Sophie. And with that, I will be handing you off to Vahida on the Eurocom loops. So I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Rose, and hi, Vahida.
And good afternoon, Sophie. Very happy to work with you today.
Hi, Vahida. Nice to work with you, too.
Houston Station on 2 for Protocol 8 Texas.
Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
I have finished my 8-minute exercises.
Okay, Piotr, thank you. Copy, you're finished with exercise.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. No response required. We saw your thumbs up and we are happy with the final config of the PLDR.
Great news. Woohoo. Munich from Sophie on 2.
And where were you on to? Go ahead, Sophie.
I'm not sure with the time I have, I'm going to be able to really optimize things. So my solution for now is to just put bungees the same as I did in aft 3, and so that at least there is no more stuff free-floating, and it's all kind of pushed slightly, not with too much force, but pushed slightly towards aft 2, EDR rack. And if one day we need to work on EDR rack, we just need to loosen the tension on those, and then we can work on EDR 2 rack. So for me, I think it's the solution that I can come up with, given the time I have. What do you think? My thoughts is that it's not ideal, but it can be items, which was really annoying in Columbus until now.
And we copy all, Sophie. We are happy with the config as it is now. Thank you so much for working this so far.
Okay, you're welcome. So I will say that's good for deck 2. And let me check what I can do before moving to the next step.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie.
Ready on 2?
And Sophie, just want to go back regarding your previous question. So within this activity, we're still tracking around 20 minutes of time that we allocated. So in case you would prefer to work on the cable rerouting, you can still do that, but we leave that as your preference.
Yeah, I think there's no chance I'm going to do anything better in 20 minutes. So I will stop there. For this side, at least, I need to work on forward 3, which is quite a mess too, I'll do the same technique with bungees at least so that the cables are not anymore like free-floating inside Columbus.
And Sophie, the activity was only for the SUP1, and we would like you to stand down from unpowering anything on the forward 3 area as we don't have safing in place.
I was not planning on unpowering anything, just put a bungee so that those cables stop free-floating inside Columbus, just so that they are stuck to forward 3 rack, if it's possible.
And Sophie, we copy all that. You are good to put the bungees, but please do not disconnect any cables while doing that.
I'm not disconnecting anything, just put one bungee to secure the cable.
And we copy that, thank you.
Nick from Sophie, looking for your go in procedure 3.480.
And Sophie, Munich is with you on 2, and you're currently no-go to start with the activity. We have still some ground commanding to do. And we're having a short handover, and I meet you on the other side.
See, I understand. No go, so standing by, and we'll meet you on the other side.
Munich from Sophie for a question.
And Munich is with you on two. Go ahead, Sophie.
Quick question about the connection of the XF705 on the inverter 1032. So was this connected to switch 2 or switch 3?
And Sophie, from ground, we track it connected to the switch 2.
Okay, that's great. That's where it is now. So perfect. I will leave it there, and I was not sure of that. So I will leave it there. I will just work on the zip ties so that all of the connections are secure.
And we copy that, and yeah, we will also like you not to manipulate any cables now connected to SUP1 as we are activating it for the next activity.
Copy, yeah, I see good green lights on the first two LEDs of SUP1, and for now, I'm not powering on anything, I just want to redo the zip ties which were gone, I don't know why.
And we copy that, thank you for working it out.
Phil, Station Jackson 240 and 5.2 to power up the new ELC7.
And Jack, you are go.
Gotta go. Phil, Station Jackson 2, the new ELC7 has booted to a normal screen. Let me know if you need me to log in or any other actions.
And Jack, love to hear a good status. There are no actions at this time. Thank you very much for the help.
Just trying to live up to Chris's legacy. Jackson 2.
Hey, Jack, quick question for you. Tried to catch you before you left the ATU. Sorry about that. Later today, you've got an activity for robots set up on SSC22 in the lab. Since you finished the shell swap a little early, wanted to take the opportunity to ask you, because from the ground, we're seeing it, no signs of life. So if you could put eyes on that one and let us know if you see anything unexpected, that way we don't have to do troubleshooting during your activity later.
SSC22 is powered on. It's got a normal-looking screen, robot background. It says visual host. Looks like it's getting normal power, and the Ethernet is plugged in, solid green light, flashing orange. So it all looks nominal to me.
Copy, Jack. Thanks for the report. Okay, yeah, that means it's already in robot mode, so that explains why we're seeing what we're seeing. So that's expected. No action. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie.
Thank you.
And Sophie, just to summarize what has been done so far, we understand that all GFIs have been tested, and we have also performed the SUP reactivation from the ground, so no cable manipulation is to be performed from now on. And with that, you're now go in the co-SUP GFI inverter activity at 1455. And with that, since you'll be working with the inverters, we would actually appreciate if you could report the loads connected to all of the four outlets connected to the inverter, serial number 1048. How copy?
Okay, thank you for all the ground commanding. I understand I'm going for the procedure of 1455 in line timeline, and I will report all of the loads on 1048.
And that is a good readback, Sophie, and this inverter is located in Columbus 1 overhead F3 area, and we would appreciate serial numbers of the loads.
Okay. Okay, so before I start working any connections, I'm going to let you know the serial numbers that are connected to 1038, switch number 1. We have GFCI serial number 10440. Going to a multi-port USB charger, which is probably inside CASA, because it's going inside CASA. And I need a couple minutes to give you the serial number. Okay, so serial number inside CASA is 1004 for the multi-port USB charger. Do you copy my last messages, Vahida?
And Sophie, we copied the multi-port USB charger serial number 04 is inside CAFA, and we also copied your first input regarding the PC serial number 1040, but we're actually missing W cable.
I don't understand your question. Okay, I see now. W cable serial number 1002. And on this W cable, there is also another load, but it's also inside CASA, and so I need another couple minutes because CASA is not empty right now, so I need some time.
And we copy all that, and we understand that there should be the CASA LED panel connected to it, but no rush to confirm.
No, it's actually a P2 of the ZBook power cable, so, and I guess this has been disconnected. Let me check again. Yeah. The ZBook power cable 1066.
And we copy that ZBook power cable 1056.
And on switch number 2, we do have USCI 1041 with the USB multi-port charger, serial number 1001, which is located in Columbus overhead, between overhead 3 and overhead 4.
And we copy that. Thank you, Sophie.
Switch number 3, you have inverter GFCI cable 1085, which is right now connected into the charging bag of the CHR. I guess it's a current charging unit, charging thing that is happening right now. And switch number 4, we've got GFCI 1068, which is right now connected to, let me check. It's hard to track, but I imagine that it's the E4D tablet. There's a huge extension cable which is behind in between the two racks.
And we copy that for switch 3. It is as expected, and switch 4 as well. We expect that it's connected to E4D controller tablet.
Okay, good. So now I go to proceed to the rest of the procedure now.
And we copy all that. Thank you, Sophie, for reporting this to us, and you are go to proceed with the activity.
Okay. Minute from Sophie for questions.
And with you on too. Go ahead, Sophie.
So that I'm more efficient in this, can you tell me what is powering 1048? Because it's kind of hard to track. It's going behind racks, and so I'd like to know what is powering 1048.
And we are checking, Sophie.
Okay.
And Sophie, Munich is back with you on 2. And actually, what is powering the 1048 inverter is junction box, serial number 1025, that is connected to SUP4J1 outlet.
Okay, I understand 1025, junction box 1025.
And that is a good readback, and we expect inverter to be in 4 deck 3 area.
Can you tell me which, because it's not obvious to me, the junction box.
And Sophie, one go back, junction box is the one that is located in 4 deck 3 area, and it's the switch 4 of the junction box.
The switch 4 of the junction box. And that made the trick, because the LED of the 1048 is on.
And we copy that.
Unique from Sophie for payload number 3.
And Sophie, I'm still with you.
Okay, so talking to Munich, I think on SUP3, there is no LED power on J02, and I believe that this power is the cobalt brick 1319, which powers Columbus laptop 3. So right now, although I turned on as the procedure asks, it's off OFF.
And we copy that, and that is actually expected configuration, Sophie.
Okay, so break on.
And Sophie, we expect the SUP outlet to be off while the cobalt brick should be on. And station, this is Munich on 2 for Sophie. We ran into a short handover, and we're not sure if you copied our last, but we are expecting that SUP outlet is off, OFF, and cobalt brick is on, ON.
I did copy that. SUP off, OFF, and cobalt brick on.
And amazing. Thank you for reporting back, Sophie.
You're welcome. Unique from Sophie, just as a heads up, I can give you all of the other SUP that I see off. Unique from Sophie on 2.
And we are with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
Just for the last messages, was that okay?
And Sophie, we ran into a handover, so we did not copy your message before, but we are ready to copy now.
Okay. So there is one J connection per SUP that is off. So, and I was wondering if it was expected. So it is on SUP 1 J03. On SUP 2 J02, on SUP 3 J02, and on SUP 4 J03. Is that expected?
And we copy all of this, and these are all expected.
Okay. Another question. So now I'm trying to connect the AstroPi. One AstroPi, so first the two for the connection, the USB-C kept like being removed, so I was wondering if we need to do some captain tape, but at least for now the IR works well, and the other one, the Viz AstroPi, still does not really connect the starting sequence when it starts, then after it stops, so yeah, I need to disconnect and reconnect the USB-C cable, but just wanted to let you know that it doesn't seem nominal here.
And we copy that, Sophie. Could you please report the LEDs that are on the AstroPi?
All right, now that I just finished my message, now it seems to work. Booting sequence is finished for both. Yeah, interesting.
And that's great to hear.
Okay, I'm going to work on the storage now and to put everything back into configuration in inside Columbus and the photo TV down link, and I'll let you know when it's done.
And we copy that, Sophie.
Unique from Sophie for storage.
And Munich is with you on 2 for storage.
There is one empty 0.5 CTB, which is named 5502, no label on it, so half CTB empty. That was on deck 2. Do you have an idea of if it's supposed to be there or just goes back to the empty CTB pantry?
And Sophie, thank you for reporting this. We are checking.
Okay.
And station, this is Munich on 2 for Sophie.
Ready on 2.
And Sophie, we are back with you regarding your question about the empty CTB. And as per your assessment, this CTB can be stored back in pantry. I'll copy.
Okay, back to your empty CTB pantry.
And that's a good readback, and while I have you here, we would like you to double-check for us the connection of the inverter 1048. We are actually just need to confirm on W cable if we have the connector for the CASA LED panel.
So, I'm in front of 1048. Would you want me to double check?
So we did not copy in your previous report what was connected on the W cable. So if you can just confirm the three users of the W cable.
There are only two users of the W cable connected to switch one of 1048.
Copy only two users. Can you report which of the which two?
What is power cable for a computer, ZBook power cable, and the other one is the multi-port USB charger. The serial number is the one I gave you earlier. Do you have it?
And we have the serial numbers.
Okay.
Actually, we track this power cable to be connected to SUP2J2 outlet.
Okay. I understand it's not the actual configuration, but so what do you want me to do?
And copy also Sophie. This is not the expected configuration, but we are checking on ground.
Copy. And also, although it's not part of the procedure, it just restarted the E4D tablet. I guess the teams will be interested in doing some more troubleshooting after what happened.
And we copy that. Station, this is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie at your convenience regarding the ZBook power cable.
Munich with you. Sophie is with you on 2.
And Sophie, thanks once again for double-checking the connections on the inverter. However, this ZBook power cable was not expected in that location, so if we would really appreciate if you can point the video towards that cable so we can have a closer look.
Okay, I will do that, but I think you're not going to see anything because it's going behind inside CASA and CASA, I'll point it and you'll see.
In that case, if you think that with camera we're not going to be able to see much, then we would all appreciate it if you could take photos instead.
I'd rather do a video tour right now so that we get the problem solved right now so that I can go to my next review session. I'd like to know if you can see what I'm pointing to, and I will be moving the camera so that you see where it's going. So this is the W cable we were mentioning. On this W cable, the second, the middle one, has captain tape on it.
And we copy that. We see the W cable, and we see the captain tape on the middle one.
And this black cable is the one that I was mentioning when I pulled the cable. It's inside CASA by the corner.
We copy that, and what is the label on the cable? If you could read back that to us.
Two power inverter assembly. Okay, I understand now. So this black cable here is indeed going to the LED, the CASA LED. So we're good on that. There were two black cables, very similar, and one was to the ZBook power cable and one was to the CASA LED. And double checking, that's the one that you see on the camera right now is the one going to CASA LED. Do you hear my last message, Rahinda?
And Sophie, we copied your last, and we're happy to hear that actually that black cable is connected to CASA LED because that's what we were tracking on ground. And thank you very much for confirming.
You're very welcome. So, any other thing to double check while I'm here?
And Sophie, nothing else to double check. Thank you so much for helping us out.
You're welcome.
Anil Houston. On two for help with the SSC NAS hard drive.
Hi, on two. This is Jessica. I can take it, and I just noticed I was I just got cut off from the NAS, and it was interesting. I experienced a shock on 2.2, and then it cut off, which at the same time, maybe it was just a coincidence.
Hey, Jessica. It may not have been coincidence. We actually just powered it down because we are needing some assistance with a hard drive reseat. It should only take about 5 minutes, and we wanted to power it down just to make sure we met temp touch constraints, which we do now. I can give you a procedure and some steps if you're willing to help us out.
I am willing. I'll take the steps.
Okay, procedure is 4.14.202, replacing NAS hard drive. In the selector radio buttons at the top, you'll be selecting the SSC NAS. And the specific steps we would like help with starts in 2.5, and you'll be running through step 4. To the completion of step 4. Just a heads up for you, this procedure is designed to actually swap out a hard drive. In this case, we don't need to replace any. We just need to unseat. It's going to be hard drive number 5 and then reseat it. And we think that'll fix the problems we're seeing. How copy?
Okay, copy. 4.14.202 for the NAS. I will select SSC NAS and perform 2.5 through 4, and it's just reseating hard drive number 5.
That's a good copy. And when you get to step 2.6, it's going to ask about touch temperature constraints. And again, we are good for you to proceed.
Okay, copy, go in 2.6. Thanks, Joe. I can do that now.
Thank you. Jessica Houston on 2, no response required. One thing to add, when you get to step 4.4 and basically you have it all buttoned up again, it says to wait around 5 minutes for a beep or a solid blue light. No need to wait around on it. We'll see if it's healthy from the ground. Just wanted to give you that because in 3 minutes we're heading into about a 12-minute LOS.
Okay, copy all. Thanks. Sensational 2 for NAS.
With you on 2 for NAS, go ahead.
Hey, Joe, I did that reseat as requested. I do still see an orange light on hard drive 5. What are you guys seeing?
Thanks, Jessica. Yeah, the orange light is expected given that we just reseated it. It's got some syncing and things like that to work through first. Appreciate the help. No action needed.
Okay, cool. Copy all. Thanks.
And Jessica Houston, just to follow that up, while it is working through some stuff, there are no restrictions on use of the server, though, so you're go for everything.
All right, copy. Thank you.
Houston, station Jackson, 2-4 robot startup.
Hey, Jack, with you on 2. We're go for you to start that activity early if you need to. We did talk a little bit since you said it was already in robot mode earlier and confirmed that we do still want you to perform this activity. Specifically, step 2 is a lot of cable checking cables, which has bit us in the past. So let us know if you have any questions on that.
I have all of the questions. Step 2 to me looks like just a switch on and a light check. So I'm missing something about a bunch of cables to check.
Copy. I can get some more details on that step for you. We have a quick hand over here in about 15 seconds. And Jack Houston on 2 for robot SSC. I misspoke. I meant step 1.2 is mostly checking cabling.
Okay, copy. I will put steps 1 and 2 in work.
Copy. Thank you. Jessica Houston on 2 for HRM.
Panel 2.
Hey, Jessica. This is really any available crew member for about 10 minutes of HRM troubleshooting. Really, we want to get this done before the end of today because it'll inform us if we want to do a schedule and HRM R&R on the timeline tomorrow. But let me back up real quick. So as you know, the HRM at T2 has been having problems not connecting. It doesn't seem to connect to the SSC or the Surface Pro, so we think it's the HRM transmitter itself. So what we would like to do is see if we can get it to connect to Cevis. We suspect it will not work, and if so, then we will get an HRM R&R on the timeline for tomorrow. I do have a procedure and steps, and again, it's not urgent. It's just something we want to get done sometime before the end of today, so we'll know if we need to put it on the timeline tomorrow. So I have steps whenever you're ready.
Yeah, so we did some of that troubleshooting already. Jack actually took the Cevis see the heart rate monitor and tried to connect it to T2, and he was unsuccessful. So it's not the same check that you just mentioned. It's kind of the opposite thing. But we will try connecting this heart rate monitor to Cetus, and sure, you can remind me of the procedure number.
Okay. Yeah, so the procedure is 4.2.535, and the steps are 2.4 through 2.5. And thanks for the info on that other version of the troubleshooting. It's interesting because we figured if it was the HRM at T2 that's the problem, then it would not work on Cetus, and then so therefore we would have expected the Cetus one to work at T2, if that makes sense. So it's good data, and we'll take that into account. We'll still take that troubleshooting if you've got the time.
Okay, sure thing. 4.2.535, 2.4 through 2.5. And, yeah, we concur. Sensation on 2 for heart rate monitor.
Jessica, go on 2.
Hey, Joe. The saga continues. This heart rate transmitter does indeed connect to Cetus, so the heart rate transmitter is fine. Sounds to me like we should do what we talked about at the beginning of this yesterday, maybe just do the clue reset. It must be the system with T2, since both heart rate monitors connect to Cetus, but neither connect to T2.
Thanks, Jessica. That is very useful information. We're going to consider it a little bit, and we should be able to take some forward actions from the ground. But everything you said makes sense, so thank you.
All right, no worries. Thanks.
Oh, and no response required, but while I have you, I want to let you know the Occam's has been recovered, so we have crew statuses and your crew notes now again as well.